There's a city. Somewhere you can only find if you know what you're looking for. Or if you're just a little too unlucky. And its name isn't London, though you wouldn't know that by looking at its placement on a map. Not that any map purchased outside the city would know enough about the world to include it. But it's there. It exists. As it did before any city you recognise was ever founded. There's a city inside London that isn't London, because it wears the faces of other cities as its own. Several lifetimes of destruction have taught it how to hide. It's safer that way, the city has learned. Being a grander city makes all the others jealous, you see? They get all up in arms about how different the city is, how alluring it is, and they'd send out their little ant armies to burn the city down. It's happened so many times. You won't have heard of most of them. But every time a city burns through history, just maybe, you might see a sign that the city has been tucked under its edges. For a long time, this worked. The city slipped across the world, folding itself seamlessly into others, never staying long. But as anything hidden can tell you, nothing can last forever. Some bards will tell you a tale of tragic love, how one city, let's call it London, fell in love with this mysterious, beautiful city. How it desperately wished for the city to stay, to not go roving between. How it wished to fold that grandness into its own story, its own history, and become synonymous. How it employed the services of dark magic to enchant the city, to distract it long enough that it forgot how to move. But I prefer to tell the version where the city simply forgot itself. It's easy to lose yourself, don't you think? When the face you wear is never yours. This city learnt that the hard way. At first it simply forgot that it hadn't always been London, and then it forgot that it had ever known how to move. It forgot how to change. It sat still, entangled beneath a London that was growing and changing and twisting like an insatiable weed. It happened slowly, though the city would claim the changes came on sudden and unexpected. It had hollowed itself out to survive, you see. It didn't know what had taken its place. It didn't know where it ended, and London began. So when the people of London built a new road, the city didn't notice the way the cobblestones drove a crack through it. It didn't notice the sudden divide of before and after. When the people of London dug underground into tunnels and basements, it didn't notice the infestation eating away below its skin. When they built further and further out into the landscape, it believed it could stretch just as far. And it tried. It tried. It really did. And it shattered into 1,000 disparate pieces. And by the time the city remembered it was not the face it wore, it was too late. It tried to remove its mask, to move, and found there was nothing beneath except fragmentary shards, held together by the bones of London overlaid. To try to leave, to disentangle itself, would be to fall apart entirely. And who knew where its pieces would end up? Who knew what would become of the few ants still clinging to its skin for survival? So, the city stayed. It burrowed down beneath the face of this other too fast metropolis. Its pieces drifted and changed and ground down to almost nothing. The people forgot. And the city forgot, and the world never knew it had gone. Few remember the city as it used to be. Few remember the face behind the mask. Fewer still know how to get there. Through the non-existent gaps between houses, through islands in the middle of main roads, round the bend of an alley, or through a door that isn't always there, through the tiny chip in the pavement. Through a mirror. There are so many roads to the city, if only you're ready to look for them. But take care. The city is aching. The city is not kind. The city has lost so much that it does not remember what belongs to it and what does not. Step foot in its shattered streets, but be warned. Give it even an inch of yourself, and it might forget to let you leave.
Hi guys, it's Morgan, just dropping in to let you know that our Discord is now open to the public. Come join us to chat about Shakespeare, Procrastinating Baking, bird pictures and more. Occasionally, we'll even talk about the show. Go to bit.ly/attic-discord or follow the link in our episode description to join. We can't wait to have you. Our normal episodes will resume next month, so episode 17, Where Men May Read Strange Matters, will be out on September 28th. See you then!